From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and conversations with the people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruryak. Almost 20 years ago, Brian and Tatiana Latour fell in love. It's the beginning of a story that's still being written, and now it includes a family band. Brian sings and plays guitar and keyboard. His wife, Tatiana, sings. Their oldest daughter, Sitsa, plays electric bass. And little sister, Janina, occasionally plays drums. Drummer Alfonso Portella joined the band last year. Latour wrote and recorded its self-titled first album, At Home. It will be available digitally next month. The band recently stopped by to perform a few songs and to chat about the new record.
My wife and I met through music. She was a musician long before we met. When we got married, we started playing music together in various projects. And she is a founder of the group Daisy Spot. Mm-hmm. And so we did that together.
Did you get married because things were working musically and the partnership came that way?
We only dated for 6 months when we got married.
That's
I just
okay.
wanted to marry him. No, I'm just saying, it wasn't any like, it wasn't an intuitive thing. We just felt like we wanted to get married. And it wasn't to do with the music
or no, not at all.
Anything. It was kind of cosmic.
Yeah, it was magic.
Well, you just celebrated your 19th anniversary,
yeah.
didn't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Still cosmic and
yes,
magical?
Yes, of course.
Yes?
Yeah.
Right. It becomes more magical with each passing moment.
You have coached him so well, Tatiana. And your daughter, Sitsa, is sitting here listening to the story. Are you embarrassed or is this charming to you?
I'm around it all the time, so it's not really surprising. I mean, it's all the time.
It's who they are.
It's who they are. Yeah.
We had many different configurations of just bands that involved the two of us leading them. And it wasn't until we landed on saying, hey, let's use all of us who live in this house together. Because both of our daughters have been musical since they were able to walk. Our younger daughter is very, very serious in ballet, as is Sitsa, but she's also so much into ballet, she's not as deeply into music. And her being only 12, we don't want to force the issue, but she has played with us on many occasions. That's why we got Alfonso here. So he's our surrogate youngest daughter right now. But no, he's fantastic.
Have you ever been introduced that way before?
As the youngest daughter?
As the surrogate?
Yes, by my actual father, yes.
What instruments do you play?
I started with drums when I was really little. My dad likes to start everyone with drums just because it's so important to have that rhythm before, you know, adding any sort of notes. I started with drums and I played guitar for a minute, but it was too tedious and I got really frustrated. And so I started playing bass and I fell in love with it because it was so similar to the drums.
And what does Janina play?
So Janina also plays drums. And also plays bass, because I secretly want my daughters to be bass players. The whole guitar thing was a ruse. I was hoping she would lead to bass. I think females playing these masculine instruments is very important. And she also plays piano and sings. They both sing.
All right, that means, Alfonso, that you started out on drums. Eventually, someday, you're going to be a bass player in the band. Do you know that?
I just was talking to Brian about this, that
That's
my
right.
New Year's resolution is to play the bass this year.
So it's working.
Yeah, it's happening.
Let's listen to a little bit of the music. Then we'll talk specifically about the rhythm, the style, and the vibes. So here's music from Latour.
Joking, but her heart is broken. That dance floor is not home.
Tatiana, when do you know that a song is the Latour sound?
Well, Brian and I have really similar influences in terms of like the music that we love. Our biggest influence is probably Bootsy Collins. We love his music. Yes. It was a big part of us coming together and just our romance. And we love DeBarge, Switch. The late 70s in particular had this really like raw, genuine, very vulnerable energy to the music. We all just kind of like a really sweet, slow groove.
I like that setup. For now, Brian, talk about what happens technically.
It's interesting that you asked Tatiana that question because anytime I write anything, I have to give it the Tatiana test. If she digs it, it's cool. If it doesn't hit her ear, it's out. So that's our secret weapon, is her ear. She has the golden ear. It's like a magic power she has.
I think the two of you have a lot of trust between you. And that's not a given in a band or in a marriage.
Yeah, I agree. And I think in a partnership, the ego has to be put away in order for it to flourish.
Yeah, that's one of the things that is amazing working with Brian, is that, in my opinion, he's kind of a weird genius. Like in terms of like the number of instruments he plays at this mastery level, I mean, he's kind of a badass. He's so humble and he's so zero ego, and you can tell him anything and he'll listen. And I have strong opinions and I put them on the table. He's not an ego cat, you know, he's mellow and humble. I really appreciate that. Particularly as a female for me, I've been playing music a long time and it's a very male dominated, you know, world typically, you know, every band I've been in, I'm the only female. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to have the confidence to put your ideas on the table, especially because I'm not a musician per se. I don't play an instrument. But Brian has always just really respected my ideas and any contributions that I make.
Tell me about clave rhythm.
The clave thing is around the whole Western Hemisphere, so it has to do with the African diaspora, the slave trade, and it's how we ended up with blues here in America. Afro-Cuban, Dominican, samba was born because of these cultures blending. Just as important as the clave rhythm is in Cuba or in Puerto Rico, or in South America. I would say it's more important here in North America because we have the most popular music in the world. We invented rock and roll. Listen to any hip-hop song, any rock song, you're going to hear that clave beat.
Would you clap it?
It can be this. Or it can be this, if you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Usually the bass is always doing it, but a lot of people don't have ear for the bass. The piano, the vocals might be doing it, and that's what's so catchy around the world with hip-hop. And besides, of course, the lyrics being, you know, inspiring or revolutionary.
Let's see if we can all listen for it in this song, Gossip.
What?
Gossip by Latour. Their first CD is available at their shows by February. It will be available on Spotify. It needs to feel good to Alfonso Portella, mm-hmm. who's the newest member of the band, just about a half year now, yeah. right? You stepped into songs that were being refined.
That made it really easy for me, actually. They already knew what they wanted. I knew what they sounded like. I can learn them really quickly. I understand the vibe. You know, I grew up listening to that same kind of music, and so I picked it up really quick. And right away, I was thinking, this is one of the most fun bands I've ever been in.
Do we need to say a little bit of history here? The previous drummer?
Yeah, that was Patrick.
Patrick Shelley.
Patrick Shelley. Oh, he was lovely. We love him so much.
He's aight.
He's just a sweetheart. He went to attend the Berklee School of Music in Boston. We were really sad when he left, but then he told us about Alfonso, and it was such a good match. We were so happy.
Yeah. Did you have to audition?
No. I think I just showed up, and we started playing. I showed up and met them, and then we just had a rehearsal.
Yeah. We knew immediately, like, he was the one.
So we got recommendations for Alfonso on both coasts.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're
in New York. His name is Alfonso Coast to Coast Portella. We have a friend in New York who plays in
Chick Chick Chick.
And we asked him, hey, you know, can you recommend a drummer? Because he lives half time in Sacramento. He said, yeah, Alfonso. So that was the audition. Everyone's saying, he's a cool cat and he's a great player. And if you don't get him real quickly, that's a bad move.
Yeah, playing with Alfonso is so fun. It's so much fun because we really like bounce off of each other and we really blend well together.
Here's a recording from our studio with Alfonso in the band. Here's Latour. Okay, what's the goal with the band?
We'd like to see about festivals, things where we would actually fit in. We want to play with more like-minded bands who are maybe interested in the music of boogie and and dance and put it to a wider audience. I think everyone loves to boogie in one way or another, and I think everyone loves to get down.
Sitsa, it's an interesting question for you, isn't it? Because you're 18. This would have been your senior year of high school. You're already graduated. And you have choices about your future.
All I know for sure is that I want to play music one way or another. It's my favorite thing. My favorite thing.
And I have to wish Alfonso good luck in being both the daughter and the lead drummer and another man in the band.
It's tough. I have a lot of hats to wear. A lot of very multicolored hats.
I feel like asking you, more importantly, where do you want to be as a musician?
It would be really nice to do this for a living, to tour and travel and share our music. It's something we put so much love and energy into. It would be nice to have that returned, you know, for all of us. All of us are performers in different ways. I mean, Alfonso is he's also a comedian. I would love to see, like, the music sort of support that, him getting out into the world. And we would just like to be doing, like, art and performance and music for our livelihood.
That's Latour, the band and the family. Singer Tatiana Latour, her husband Brian, their oldest daughter Sitza Latour on bass, and drummer Alfonso Portella. Their self-titled debut album will hit streaming music services next month. We also have some videos of the band performing in our green room, and you can find it all on our website, capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight Music from Capital Public Radio.